Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Ah, hammock. Check. Arnold Palmer. Check. Motorized solar shades. Yes, please. Get your home and patio spring ready with brand new custom window coverings from Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the easiest way to upgrade your home with custom window treatments. You can even stay in the hammock while Blinds.com handles the install. Just click installation at checkout and relax while we do the work for you. No matter how many window treatments you order, installation is always one low cost. Need help choosing? Talk to a Blinds.com design expert for free to help you make the best selection from classic shutters to outdoor roller shades and more. With over 25 million windows covered, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com and save 45% off selected products. 45% off selected products at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Holding it down here with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And what a night it's been. What a night it continues to be. Because a few minutes ago, the Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors 114 to 106. Sacramento now has a 2-0 series lead. The big news of the night coming out of this game, Draymond Green. Not because of any triple doubles, not because of any amazing feats in the loss, not because he missed, 0 of 9 from 3, not that he would take that many. The Golden State Warriors were on a roll. They were on a run. Domantas Sabonis was on the ground following a rebound attempt. He hooked Draymond Green's foot. Draymond Green didn't decide to just pull away and try to advance on the fast break opportunity. Down by 3 points, or about 4 points, let me correct myself, 91-87. Draymond Green decided to lift his foot and firmly place it into the chest and midsection of Domantas Sabonis. This was no accident. Draymond Green looked down. He knew that there was a human beneath him, and he decided to hit him with a stomp. Draymond Green assessed with the flagrant. Draymond Green given the boot. And the Sacramento Kings, and by the way, it's not like the Warriors had the lead and just gave it up. The Sacramento Kings held on to win 114 to 106. And Draymond Green and Sabonis had a little bit of a tussle in the first game, the first loss on Saturday night, and it continued tonight. Nobody big enough to stop Sabonis. 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists. De'Aaron Fox, not the best shooting of nights, especially from deep. Whole Kings team pretty bad, 23% from downtown. But De'Aaron Fox had 24 points and 9 assists. Malik Monk off of the bench finished with 18 points and 6 rebounds. Steph Curry, 28. Wiggins, 22. Klay Thompson, 21. And Draymond Green, 8 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 fouls, and 1 massive stomp to the chest when the game was on the line. Domantas Sabonis, he spoke to TNT after the game. Jared Greenberg asked him, "Man, what the hell happened out there, man?" And this is what Domantas Sabonis told Jared Greenberg about the stomp and about the game. Listen to this.
Is this what they define as a painful victory for you?
Yes, sir. You know, we came out here, everyone fought. You know, everyone who stepped on the court really locked in, you know. And in front of these fans, they make it easier, you know. We gotta get wins for them.
Domantas, you came off of your worst shooting performance of the season. What was your mentality going into game two tonight?
Just be smart, you know. They did a great job taking things away from me the first game, you know, and it's the playoffs. You got to adjust. We got a great coaching staff, you know, that helped me out, and we came out today a lot more focused.
All right, early in the first half, you took a shot to your jaw, and then in the second half, you got into it with Draymond. Take us through, from your perspective, what happened in that sequence with Draymond.
Let's play a basketball. Look at the fans. This is it, you know. We're here to fight, you know. So every time we step on the floor, we're going to give everything for our teammates and the franchise.
Do you have any animosity about what happened there?
No, you know, we're both fighting for the rebound, you know. We fell on each other. Stuff happened. It's basketball. We got to move on next play.
Oh, that ain't basketball. What type of magic eraser-ass comment is that? Ain't basketball. Y'all wasn't fighting for nothing. And you held him and he stomped on you. I mean, is that why he's being so coy about it? And dudes, hey, you know, they hook and they hold on to each other. It happens. But, I mean, damn, you don't stomp on a guy in return. And what is Sabonis supposed to say? He can say nothing. He won. He won the game. And you know what? The Golden State Warriors, they may not have Draymond Green out there for the next game. And so what his explanation is during his podcast is to be seen. I know Steve Kerr. I was just looking at Steve Kerr. He's speaking to the media right now. Obviously, I can't hear it, but we'll hear it when the time is up before the show is done. But if you had no idea how outrageous this stomp was, we got a couple of versions of it for you. Let's listen to let's go this route first. This is the Golden State Warriors radio network. This is what happened from their perspective with Draymond and his stomp.
Here is Monk with a shovel shot that doesn't go on the right side. Rebound, Draymond gets away, and it's a technical foul on Draymond Green for stomping Sabonis as he tried to get out of the way up the floor. And Draymond might get a flagrant foul and get ejected here. Sabonis still down.
Draymond tried to get out of the way. No, that's not what happened. Draymond did not try to get out the way. Draymond Green looked down, said, "Here's my target," and hit that man clear in his midsection. You heard the fans in the background. Oh, by the way, when Draymond went to the bench while his flagrant was being assessed or reassessed, oh, he was getting into it with the fans. Fans was giving him the middle finger. I mean, it was kind of wild there for a minute. If you want to hear some real vitriol, take a listen to the Kings radio network and their reaction.
Curry has the rebound. Sabonis on the floor, and he just got stomped on by Green, and a foul was called. And that may warrant an ejection. There was nothing subtle about that. He went to the floor, and Green, in the tangle, it appeared to me like he just... I said stomped, and until I see a replay, I'm going to stick with that for the moment. But Sabonis is still down.
Sabonis got stomped on. Sabonis was on that court for a few minutes.
He's so dignified.
What, the announcer we just listened to? Yeah, he is, right? Like he's... clear eyes.
Jerry Girold, I believe.
Ah, okay. Good for him. He's probably been doing that job for what, like 40 years?
Almost as long as Al McCoy.
Well, he's been. Was he there before they even got to Sacramento?
Probably.
He probably moved with the team. Yeah, there was no ands, ifs, or buts about getting a stomp. Come on, man. You teach your kids that from a young age. Like, you keep your feet on the ground, man. And it's basketball. People are going to get kicked and legs are going to get held and arms are going to get tangled. People are going to push. We saw Mr. Glass himself, Anthony Davis, on Sunday. He caught a stinger coming down for a rebound because he was held. It happens. Domantas Sabonis, you know, he held on to his ankle a little bit. And then Draymond Green said, screw this, I'm going to stomp on the guy. And now Draymond Green might be missing for a game, okay? You can't do this. And he had all his justification last year against the Grizzlies. Remember, he smacked the living hell out of Brandon Graham? And then he told everybody for days, I'm not going to change. How I play basketball is how I play. I'm not going to go as far to say he cost them this game, but he cost them being out there. He's a valuable part to the team, regardless of what you think his skill level is. And he screwed up tonight. And I can hear it right now. Well, yeah, he was holding me, and I hit him, and I'm not going to change how I play ball. Well, did you do it on purpose? You saw what I can. You can't justify that. Whatever Draymond Green is about to say on his podcast tonight is going to be absolutely hilarious. There's no justification for stomping on another human being. And then Sacramento, with one of the best defenders, gone from the court, I'm sure it helped them out. De'Aaron Fox, likely to win Clutch Player of the Year, new NBA award. De'Aaron Fox, he got busy late in the game. He decided to knock down one of his 2 3-pointers to help push the Kings ahead 107-101. Take a listen to this.
Fox with a rebound. Gives it up to Malik Monk with 2:25 to go. Long lead pass, Harrison Barnes. Shoulders into the lane. Dumps to the corner. Davion has it. He drives. He kicks. Fox will step into a straightaway three. He's got the triple. Sacramento leads by 6 at 107-101.
And they kept things rolling. I want you to listen to the final call of the game. Again, Kings Radio Network.
Desperation three, missed by the Warriors, and the horn sounds to end this second game of this seven-game series, and the Kings take a 2-0 advantage by a final score of 114-106.
Steve Kerr, done with the media. Mr. Ejection, Draymond Green, currently towel around neck, chatting with the media. We'll get that to you as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jason is here from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jason?
Thank you, JR. I wasn't surprised, per se, by the actual act. But what I thought was really strange was it was almost like wrestling, like WWE. Like when he went to the bench, the crowd was probably razzing him, and he was doing like a Hulk Hogan. Like he was, he had no even second thought about what he did, and that's what stuck out to me. Like this guy, I mean, you know, he should be in wrestling.
Well, that might be in his future in a few years. I know he said he's going to max out here in professional basketball. You got a point. He was hamming it up. Like, what? This is what he does. Draymond Green talks for a living. Let's keep in mind, he is the only active NBA player to have both a legitimate broadcasting deal. I mean, a broadcasting deal while he's out here playing ball. That's Draymond. And so it's not just his work with Turner. He has this deal with the volume for his podcast. And he is setting himself up nicely to talk into perpetuity for as long as he's going to be here. And he's stomping on a lot of people along the way. But, yeah, he wasn't shy. It was real ugly. I thought that they were going to start kicking one of them fans out when he started flipping them birds. 855-212-4CBS. Ralph is calling from Miami. What's up, Ralph? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on your show. And I think the game that you were looking for is actually Street Fighter. That's the one they actually stump on the guy when they're on the ground.
Well, thank you.
And But I really have a question regarding to Draymond. I understand what he did. There's plenty of ways to act into the situation. He could have flopped, even play right now, just play the foul, and he could have got the foul. In this situation, why make your team lose? You could have played the situation to your advantage. There's no point of stumping on the guy. Because like right now, he can say whatever he's going to say, but he got to play smart on his end. Because he got to play that to his advantage. He could have flopped, pretend that he's falling all the way to the ground. He still would have got the foul. And that would have still played at his advantage right now. But right, doing all of this, that's going to cost you a suspension. That's going to cost. Do you think they're going to keep him in the team the next offseason after that?
Well, this upcoming season, and thank you, Rob, for calling from Miami. This upcoming season, at the end, so let me just be clear here. When this year is done and we move into this summer, Draymond Green has a player option that he is going to have to execute at the conclusion of the year. Okay, right when the season is done, Draymond Green is going to have to decide, do I want to be a free agent and move on from Golden State, or do I want to make about $27, $28 million and play one more year? If Draymond Green decides to opt into his contract, it's going to be the final year of his deal. Golden State can decide come February, do we want to finally flip Draymond and get out of here? And or does Draymond Green want to set himself up for that potential reality? Does he want to walk away from the Golden State Warriors on his own terms and pick up another, I don't know, three-year deal with another team? Let's say, I don't know, Dallas? Or does Draymond Green want to say, let's give it a run one more time with the Warriors, knowing that they've paid everybody else? Wiggins got a deal. Jordan Poole got a deal. Are the Warriors going to be looking to go deeper, 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 deeper into the tax? Probably not. And so it's just a matter of, does Draymond want to stick around? Or are they just going to give him the boot if he opts in? This could be it for Draymond in a Warriors uniform. This might be the last series that you see this man. And he might be suspended a game for stepping on Sabonis. I'll tell you this much. I knew that they were going to run up and down the court. I knew that it was going to be high scoring this and they were going to have a shootout. I needed oxygen watching them play on Saturday night the way they went up and down the court. I had the Warriors winning this series. Ask me tomorrow if Draymond is done because he stepped on a dude's chest. You can't make this up. What a way to go. What a way to get the boot. What a loser. E is calling from the OC. I assume that's Orange County. E, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, E, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Good. JR? Thank you for having me on. Listen, here's my thought. Everybody wants to pile on Green every single time, right? It's not about him. Let's just focus on the Sacramento Kings that won. I'm a Warrior. I root for this team. I love him. But you know what? His ankle was being held. Should he have stomped on Sabonis' chest? No. But he was being held. And this is they bait him, and he responds. And you know what? Stop talking about him. Just focus on the wins the Kings won. You know, when they come back to the Bay, they come back to the Chase Center, it's going to be on. With or without him. But you know what? People pile on Draymond, and it's unfair. He will stay
Well, E, can I interrupt you?
Please.
That is one of the dumbest things anybody has ever said. This is not piling on. There comes a point in time where any individual has to look
May
at
I interrupt you? May I interrupt
no,
you,
No, no, you can't. No, you can't. There comes a point in time where any and every individual has to look at their own actions and the results of their actions. Draymond Green in the playoffs, this is not the first time that this man has been suspended, and you said it yourself out of your own mouth. He went too far. Dudes hold, hug, pull, do everything to get an advantage in a basketball game. Something that I do not see a whole lot of is somebody stomping on somebody's chest. The same way that I've
you
seen
never
Draymond.
Kobe do that? You never
can you hold? No, I'm not done yet. Now you're on hold. Not how Draymond will decide to kick another man in the nuts with his feet. Not how Draymond goes ahead and swings his hands into another man's groin to hit him in the nuts. Not how Draymond will go ahead and wind up and swing towards another man's head, kind of dragging him to the ground. Not how Draymond tonight, just while a man was flat on the ground, decided to stomp on another man's chest. Please, find me the guy with the resume. We can start going through dirty players. He's one of them. So to come on here and say, oh, my God, we're piling on Draymond Green. What are you watching? What are you watching? Are you in a fantasy world? Maybe you are in fantasy world because in the reality, the man is dirty. Come on. He's looking at the guy. Go look at my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. If you did not see it, go watch it. Sabonis has his ankle. Draymond jumps up, lifts his leg, and stomps down on his chest. He's looking down at him. To say that, oh, we're piling on Draymond. What the hell is he doing for us to pile on? Think about that for a minute. Sheesh. 855-212-4CBS. I mean, to discuss the merit of, oh, well, it's not the story. This is the story. This is a Hall of Fame basketball player. His team could be at the end of the rope. They could get kicked. They could get the boot from the young upstart. And the veteran is getting the boot because he can't control himself. That's the story of tonight's game. And if I'm a Sacramento Kings fan, I'm hoping that the biggest story is we have ejected the Warriors from the postseason. What a dumbass move by Draymond Green. I can't say it any clearer than that. Congratulations to the Kings. That dumbass didn't help you out. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back on the other side of the break, you're going to hear from Draymond Green. You're going to hear from Steve Kerr because they just spoke. You can listen to them about the stomp. I'm going to play it on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives me some joy, and I appreciate all your insight.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The Sacramento Kings beat the Golden State Warriors tonight. The final score, 114-106. The Golden State Warriors, this combination of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Steve Kerr, they have never trailed 0-2 in an NBA playoff series. That is until tonight against the Sacramento Kings. And the Kings pretty much, they had good control here for the majority of this game. Even in the fourth quarter when we got down to the seven-minute mark and Draymond Green and Domantas Sabonis were tied up, Sabonis having Draymond Green's ankle and Draymond Green deciding to, I don't want to say wriggle himself loose, but get himself loose by jumping up into the air and coming down right on the chest and stomach, the side of Sabonis. It was just reported outside of Draymond Green getting the boot. Woj says that Domantas Sabonis is undergoing x-rays on his ribs, his lungs. He's getting evaluated after Draymond Green stepped on him in game two. And to be clear, was Sabonis wrong in grabbing his ankle? Hell yeah. We see it happen in games. Dude grab other dude's legs and ankles, and we've seen guys get kicked. And today it wasn't just a kick. It was a stomp by Draymond Green. Two wrongs don't make a right. And so Draymond Green, he just spoke to the media, and Draymond Green had an explanation. Take a listen to this.
Can you just walk us through what happened there?
My leg got grabbed. Second time in two nights. Referees just watch it. I got to land my foot somewhere. and I'm not the most flexible person, so it's not stretching that far.
So you didn't really see where you were stepping? You just
kind of... I can only step so far and pulling my leg away, so
what was,
it is what it is.
What was the explanation they gave? I know they gave him a technical, then obviously you...
The explanation was I stumped too hard.
How hard was that impact? Were you surprised that he was on the ground for that long?
No, I wasn't surprised that he stayed down that long.
You said two times you've been held with Sabonis both times?
No, it was Monk last game, right on the baseline under the rim. So either you're going to stop it. John Goble was looking at Monk hold my leg the last game, and he just let it go. And Zach clearly was watching my leg get held this game and let it go. So I guess ankle grabbing is okay.
How would you describe your actions and the crowd's actions after that? You certainly egged them on. Did you feel you needed to respond to them, or were you hearing anything that you needed to respond to there?
No, I'm just having fun.
Okay, it's fun. He didn't have to stomp on that man like that. He didn't have to stomp on him at all. He chose to. This, while I look at the video, probably on loop, in front of my face right now, maybe I've seen it about 50 different times. He ain't have to stomp on that man. Steve Kerr, his head coach, was asked about it as well. Steve Kerr spoke to the media, and he talked about what the hell happened and what went wrong late in the fourth. Listen.
What was your take on the Draymond ejection, and then I guess what came after that?
I didn't see the play live, and then I didn't see the replay. I asked Zach Zarba what happened. He told me, and I was busy with getting the team ready. One of the coaches told me he might get ejected, and so I was trying to prepare for what was next.
What happened down the stretch? I mean, you mentioned it was a tie game late. Obviously, you don't have Draymond, but just what did you see?
Yeah, I thought we were competing. We were, we hit some big shots. Gary hits the corner three to tie it. I think Clay hit a big one on the wing. But they played better than we did down the stretch. I thought they were more physical tonight. It was an incredibly physical game. A lot of physicality, not much movement, not much freedom of movement out there. So they were the aggressors, and I thought, they benefited from being the aggressors.
Yeah, they were aggressors on the basketball side. Draymond Green went WWE. Draymond Green went Mike Tyson. Draymond Green went Mortal Kombat. Draymond Green went Street Fighter. And Draymond Green hit him with the Seth Rollins. Curb stomped that man right in his chest. The Golden State Warriors, they're going to go home. They're going to go to San Francisco. Draymond Green, I don't know if he's going to play. We will find out sooner than later. We got to wait two more nights from now. Game 3, that action is coming down on Thursday. Is Draymond going to be there? We'll find out sooner than later. And outside of what you just heard from Draymond Green at his press conference, you can bet your ass Draymond Green will be discussing this ejection on his own podcast. The Sacramento Kings, they come out on top, 114-106. I'm sure they could care less about the Draymond Green stomp right now because they got a victory. They were up 2-0 against the defending champs. They have an opportunity to go up 3-0. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, they just put in their 2 cents as well. We'll hear from them on TNT on the other side of the break. We'll talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call in with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I love Pearland, Texas. I love everything. Houston, everything involving the loop and outside, I love it. I ain't never stepped on nobody's chest. Not like Draymond Green. Nope, not me. Tonight, the Sacramento Kings, congratulations. 114-106, they go up against the Golden State Warriors. Game 3 will take place on Thursday, and we have no idea whether or not we will see Draymond Green, because Draymond Green decided to step on the chest of Domantas Sabonis while the Golden State Warriors were on a run. Draymond Green ejected. Domantas Sabonis hit with a tech for holding on to Draymond's leg. Two wrongs don't make a right. Draymond went way too far in retaliation and response, and Sabonis is being checked out. They're looking at this guy's ribs, making sure nothing is broken there. He was down on the court for a few minutes. The game did continue. Sabonis did participate in the rest of the game, and Draymond Green basically made the statement of, well, where the hell was I supposed to release my foot at? And I just laugh at his response. If you want to laugh at anybody's response, well, Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, Kenny the Jet Smith, Ernie Johnson, they just talked about this. And a little bit of comedy, I guess. This is the interaction between Shaq and Charles.
I did the same thing. I really would. Don't be grabbing me, because what am I going to do? Like, if I stay there and just try to run forward, I'll fall. You got to get him up off you. And if you're up off you and you're in the way, you might get stomped on. Was it a dirty play? Of course it was a dirty play.
But then just say that and leave it alone.
Yeah. Don't. Well, hey, if you, just you don't grab me, this won't happen.
You can't go, hey, man, you can't go around.
That's true. If he never grabbed him, that wouldn't happen. I would agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I do
you.
Agree with
one
that.
Bad play, can't stomp on
one
somebody.
Bad play begets another bad play. But that's like, it. Well, don't grab me.
But if I grab you and you hit me with a chair, it's not. It's like a. It's just excessive. I'm just saying the stomp was.
Yeah,
I'm not saying that he shouldn't like get him off him.
Okay, well,
but it was a little excessive.
Hold on. Would you like to get on the floor and show me the options when somebody grabs you?
No, I'm just not going to just move away.
Move away how?
Just walk.
All right, lay on the floor and grab Michael.
No,
you got a bad hip. This is not a time.
Why don't you lay on the floor and I'll see if I can stomp on you?
All right, come on. Yeah. I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do it like that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm going to stomp on your face. I can't hurt that thing.
He didn't have to do what he did.
It was excessive.
What was he
supposed to do? Come on. I don't think you're going to find anyone who will say, oh, my God, Sabonis did not grab him. Yeah, Sabonis grabbed him, and it was wrong. I would say the majority of players wouldn't do what Draymond did, which is lift the leg up, release your leg. The same leg that he grabbed is the same one Draymond lifted up in the air and decided to stomp down on him with. I would say most NBA players would not do that. And him, with his reputation and the standing and what's going on currently with the game, he can run around afterwards and tell everybody, oh, it's for motivation and protecting myself and doing this. Man, you're doing too much. That's what happened. 855-212-4CBS. Norm is calling from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Norm?
Hey, JR, yeah, great show. Hey, I blame all this on Steve Kerr. He has allowed Draymond to do this too long, far too long. And all you hear from Steve Kerr is, oh, that's Draymond being Draymond. Draymond has cost us so many games. We probably cost us a game tonight. It's Steve Kerr's fault. Steve, step up and accept it.
Okay.
Thank you, Norm. JR.
Thank you, Norm, for calling from California. Well, where does it stop? Is it Steve Kerr or is it Bob Myers, the GM? And I would say it's probably a combination, because everybody's the beneficiary. We can talk about everything that the Golden State Warriors could have potentially, or what they could have lost in the past. But when you look at the results of what have been there, I don't want to be all Bill Belichick about the scenario. But it's just like, hey, look at the past. Belichick said 25 years. Look at the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years here. I'm not finding too many teams with that type of stretch. 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, David?
Hey, how you doing? I'm a Warriors fan, but what Draymond did is totally uncalled for. That's not basketball. You're not taught to do that. And he can't justify it any way he wants. Oh, where was I supposed to put my foot? There's no reason for it. And he already cost the Warriors a playoff series back when they played Cleveland, when he got ejected in Game 5. He cost them that championship, and he's probably going to cost them this one because he needs to learn to hold his, you know, hold his temper and play basketball, not play dirty. Yeah.
I think in this point in time, that is never going to happen. Let me ask you this. The man has a player option for next season. Do you want him there? You ready for him to leave? What do you think?
If I was the team, I would not pick up the option. I just release.
No, it's on him. It's not the team. It's on Draymond Green. He can opt in. He can opt in, or he could leave.
Nah, he's gonna probably opt in.
Okay, he'll be a lame. He'll probably be a lame duck. Thank you, Dave, for calling from California. Hey, Shep, what was the game that Draymond got the boot?
Yeah, so obviously he was absent for Game 5, so therefore he was the ejection took place in Game 4.
He's out there hitting people in the nuts. Yep. Seth is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Seth? Hey, Seth, you're live on the radio. He's no longer live on the radio. David is calling from San Francisco. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, David?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning for you. But out here in California, you know, there's no doubt the Warriors so-called deserve to lose. They're sloppy with turnovers and all. But, you know, you're adding to the vitriol on piling on Draymond. And, you know, I'm just looking, you know, objectively. The guy had his right foot grabbed on, not just tonight, but even the last game. You know, Draymond mentioned it in his press conference. But the guy's on, if he's focused on going downfield, I mean down court,
yeah,
for defense, he shakes his leg and he figures it's free. And so he takes the next step forward to go, you know, if you're right-handed, you're going to power. No.
David.
No, listen first.
No. I'm done listening because – No, David, listen to me because I've listened to what you said, and the first part of it was nonsense. I don't bring any bias to anything that I ever say here on the radio, nothing. I don't give a damn. I don't got no horse in the race. And after watching the play a good, I don't know, 100 times now, after posting it on social media – this isn't me piling on to Draymond Green. What I have said and what every other caller has said is a reality. His foot was held and he went way too far. It's not just my opinion. It is the consensus opinion by a lot of people who viewed it. It's the consensus opinion, but I don't know, a couple of Hall of Famers that you just heard on TNT. He was doing too much. His history as a basketball player is full of success, but is also pockmarked with unfortunate instances of him doing too much. You can look at anything. This is not NBA Street, okay? This is not me playing on the corner of Laconia and Shefflin in 1995 in the Bronx, New York. This is the NBA. And you can make the approach of, oh, he held his foot, now I'm going to step on him back. Well, that's just a dumbass decision.
That's not what I said.
No, I know. No, that's not what you said. I'm telling you what I'm saying in response to what you said.
Level. Okay, let me just explain in like 3 or 4 sentences.
Try.
Okay? All right. In football, and you know, you have instant replay, and you see a natural motion, whether it's if you see a wide receiver having possession of the ball in a catch, or a defender in a pass interference call, something of that nature.
This is not football.
The guy was, okay, Draymond's on his left foot. If he tries to wiggle backwards, he's going to fall backwards because his, you know, the other guy's
David,
holding, you know,
David,
natural motion. He's
David,
not a ballerina.
You said four David,
he can pivot.
Well, David, hold on. You said three or four sentences. I knew that wasn't going to be true. Here's the reality of what took place, okay?
I said it in three teeth.
Oh, that was no. This is it's like 20 sentences by now. I'm not going to sit here and debate which direction Draymond Green could have fallen in. What I can tell you is that his stomp was unnecessary. His stomp was egregious. Okay, if you want to do that out in the street, or you want to do that in a regular season game that doesn't mean anything, and you want to take a game off, then go ahead and do it. That's just a dumbass move tonight. That's it. Dumbass move. And I said that in a few words. I didn't need a few sentences. Richard is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi. Yeah, I just came from the game, and I agree. That was just uncalled for. And I'm a big Warriors fan. I was born in San Francisco, live in Sacramento. It's hard for me to watch these games. But the Warriors look tired. They look like Mike Brown had a strategy, and it seemed really obvious to me, but I don't understand why the Warriors did not adjust. But I want to say something about something that's more important than that. Getting out of the stadium was dangerous. They had, like, I don't know, it must have been like 10,000 people that were trying to get into the area to see the beam lit, and the people who were inside couldn't get out. We were getting crushed like a soccer game in Europe. I mean, they got to do something about this. Someone's going to die. I'm serious. I'm totally serious. It was bad.
All right. Well, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, so I'm going to look into that. Richard, thank you for calling from California. I know everybody wants to see the lighting of the beam. Light the beam. Well, I mean, if the beam gets lit on Thursday, they ain't going, well, I don't, maybe they're going to have a watch party. It won't be approximately 20,000 people in there to see it. Let's see what they do come Thursday. Draymond Green coming through, always making things spicy. The Sacramento Kings win tonight 114-106 over the Warriors. They take a 2-0 series lead. The Philadelphia 76ers, they do the same thing in their series against the Brooklyn Nets, winning 96-84. 76ers, 2-0 series lead. And then we all know about Jalen Hurts and his big contract, $255 million. Announced earlier on Monday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to be back tomorrow. And by the time we return, I'm sure Draymond Green, he will have spoken some more. More justification for stomping on somebody besides, he grabbed me first. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard and you listening all over North America. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done, but don't move. Amy Lawrence coming up next.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.